Good morning. If you're like me, you may be becoming weary of the ever-expanding profusion of articles expounding on the possible long-term consequences of the corona pandemic. No self-proclaimed futurist pundit really knows how the world will be transformed on the far side of our current crisis. Nevertheless, with that unpromising preamble, but in the belief that we must remain informed and vigilant, I'm today sharing an article that explores such possible outcomes, some negative, some positive. The article is entitled The Coronavirus Conundrum and Human Rights by Catherine Rottenberg and Neve Gordon. These are strange times, the article begins. While the rapid spread of the coronavirus has rendered many of us bewildered and confused, the edict to physically distance ourselves from others has managed to highlight both just how vulnerable and interdependent we are. These are also extremely dangerous times. This is true not only or even primarily due to the deaths that COVID-19 will cause, but rather due to the policies our governments are introducing or refusing to introduce. As far as we know, physical distancing is very likely the most appropriate response to this pandemic. Yet this distancing is also facilitating an economic meltdown. This conundrum is at the crux of our current crisis, and perhaps also causing much of the bewilderment, since the best remedy for the outbreak itself produces dire effects, potentially much more harmful than those of the virus. In order to mitigate such grim consequences, then, physical distancing must be countered with government social solidarity policies. But as governments attempt to address the pandemic, we are beginning to witness a twofold approach characterized by governmental overreach on the one hand and by insufficient governmental reach on the other. Both approaches are likely to have dramatic effect on basic human rights for hundreds of millions of people. Indeed, it is no hyperbole to say that many people will suffer and even die as a result of the way governments choose to handle the crisis than from contacting the virus. Once the World Health Organization declared coronavirus a public health emergency of international concern, many countries followed suit. Given the circumstances, these declarations make sense, but we also need to be aware that they tend to unleash formidable executive power. The logic of executive power is straightforward. During a state of emergency, governments need flexibility to address emerging threats and to exercise all power vested in the state to alleviate the situation. While clearly the consequences of states assuming so much power varies, history teaches that emergency measures are frequently abused and at times become permanent. Indeed, they can provide fertile ground for widespread human rights violations and may even provoke a transformation from democracy to a totalitarian regime. From China to Israel, governments were required citizens to install smartphone apps, allowing officials to track individuals and determine whether they can leave their homes. In the United Kingdom, the local election's been postponed by a year, and the police have been given powers to arrest suspected coronavirus carriers. Meanwhile, several countries have used coronavirus pandemic as a justification to stifle social dissent, banning assemblies and protests. The fear is that the rapid adoption of such policies may well be the start of a much broader process curtailing basic political and civil rights. Where governments overreach in this way, they must be swiftly resisted. Alongside government overreach, we are also witnessing insufficient governmental intervention, often in one and the same country. As each day passes and more countries move to partial or complete lockdown, it becomes clear that we are entering a global recession, necessitating massive government investments to secure the livelihood of millions of people. Millions of people who live hand-to-mouth have already begun losing their monthly salaries, the right to a livelihood, and thus will be unable to pay rent or mortgage or put food on the table, the right to a standard of living. Many of those who become ill do not have paid sick leave, and for those who do, it seldom covers their actual salary. As to the right to health care, we already know from Italy that even relatively robust public health systems find it difficult and increasingly impossible during this pandemic to address the population's needs. And many coronavirus patients and others suffering from ailments not related to the virus will not receive adequate treatment. This is a direct outcome of years of austerity where public health care systems were starved of resources. In countries that do not have public health systems, such as the United States, it is extremely likely that the predicament of those people who fall sick will be much, much worse. Governments must adopt a series of progressive policies that are even more radical than those introduced during the New Deal era. Many ideas are floating around, but these are some of the most urgent. 1. A living universal income and a freeze on mortgages and rents for people under the poverty line, as well as for those who lose their jobs, the homeless, gig economy workers, the unemployed, and small businesses. Two, mandatory paid sick leave that matches one's salary so that poor sick people will not feel obliged to go to work. Three, free and comprehensive treatment for coronavirus and potentially related symptoms. No questions asked about immigration status so that no one goes untreated because of fear or poverty. This could entail expanding Medicare to all Americans, for example. Four, government investment in homeless and women's shelters and food banks and massive medical aid to refugees. Ironically, the coronavirus pandemic can also be an opportunity. As the crisis brutally exposes how neoliberal policies implemented over the past 50 years have rendered vast segments of the world's population vulnerable, it can also and should be used to launch a global pushback campaign. Solidarity with the most vulnerable long-time care for our planet can be the guiding principles for massive public investments. Indeed, citizens across the globe must use the crisis to demand the implementation of a Green New Deal. Given the speed with which so many of the emergency measures have been introduced, we now know that dramatic transformation can be carried out, and quickly. The current crisis teaches us that neoliberal capitalism has no way of dealing with pandemics like this one. It is time for a new forward-looking vision for all of our sakes. While these are indeed strange and dangerous times, they can also lead to new beginnings. That was an article by Neva Gordon and Catherine Rottenberg entitled The Coronavirus Conundrum and Human Rights. Neva Gordon is a Marie Curie Fellow and Professor of International Law at Queen's Mary University of London. Catherine Rottenberg is an Associate Professor of American Studies at the University of Nottingham. A version of this article was first published in Al Jazeera Online.